Welcome to an Insect Biotech podcast with me, Toby Webb. I'm one of the co-founders and head of external affairs and sustainability. Joining me in the podcast today is Ben Brown, our COO and founder. So welcome back to the podcast, Ben. You've just been at Insecta in Berlin, which is a big insect conference. Lots of academics, lots of scientists. So what is this event all about and what did you learn from it?
Learned a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff new. What the event's about is an academic event over 3 days. It is presented by researchers, professors, scientific institutes, academia. So it's a real focus on scientific research. It's not for the faint-hearted. You can't sit there and just expect to do networking events. It really is quite a hardcore academic event. Spread over 3 days, which was day one and day two were a bit easier to handle. The first full day was
very difficult, let's say. So what did you learn?
So I guess the one thing that came across for me is the industry really is now focusing on this idea of utilizing waste. I think there's a lot of companies out there in the insect world that are trying to get the most optimal substrate for their insects, when in fact that's not what this industry is about. It's not what we're about. You know, we're about taking true waste, utilizing it. It's not the best substrate for an insect, but we're taking a waste that's a real problem in Spain in the agricultural industry, and turning it into useful ingredients. And it's protein, it's FRAS, which is the organic fertilizer, it's chitin, it's oil, and many other products that could come out of it. So for me, the event really did just highlight that we are on the right track, I think is the main thing.
So you've been studying this area for about a decade. We've been pretty seriously involved in setting up a company in this space, Insect Biotech, which is now running two demonstration plants here in Andalusia in Spain, where we're talking. What do you think this conference says about where the industry is headed and how it's matured in recent years?
The maturity angle is the interesting one. You and I have spoken over the years about where it was going and why it wasn't ready, why we weren't ready, because it didn't really have the service providers, it didn't have the investment, it didn't have the kind of core things you need as an industry. And what did come out is you look at the number of service providers that are now looking at this insect space in serious thoughts. There's big capital providers, there is big engineering firms providing rendering products, there's air conditioning companies, there's a whole bunch of other providers that have now entered the space. So it's quite clear that this space is attracting some serious interest, which is a really positive thing. The second thing is that there is clearly funding out there. I mean, these academics, the only way they can do these papers is through funding. So it's quite clear that there is funding heading in towards this space. And whilst some of the papers, I think, were very academic and not really realistic for the real world, not for business world, I think it still highlighted that there's a lot of thought going into certain aspects. As I said, there was some narrow focus on topics, but I think it's needed. You know, I think this industry does need a lot more research. Overall, though, I think it highlighted that this industry really is at version 1.1. It's not gone much from version one. There is a long way to go in this industry.
So even though we're called insect biotech, we're trying to shift the focus away from the insect towards the fact we're valorizing waste.
Yep.
And insect is simply the mechanism through which we do that. There could be lots of ways of dealing with waste. Just black soldier fly larvae happens to be the most efficient way that nature has found, and humans can't quite compete with it in terms of another invention. Mm. Do you feel like the industry is too bogged down in insects and not enough focusing on what the insects can actually deliver at scale?
Well, I think there was probably a tendency for that to happen in an event like this. And certainly some people are caught in that. But I think there was the other side that we realised, or the industry is realising now, that this is about sustainable protein. I mean, protein is the one that is the headline figure. But there's a lot of other products out there you can use. But the industry really is focusing on a sustainable protein, which means that you can't use feed from other animals. You've got to use a waste stream. You've got to be environmentally, and when I mean environment, I mean water, I mean electricity, those kind of aspects, you actually need to be responsible. So I think the industry is actually taking it more seriously. It's not just focusing on that. It is really about delivering proper products. So that was positive for me overall.
And how do you see the outlook for the next year or so? I mean, where we are, the olive industry has been suffering for 2 years, but listeners may hear in the background, a thunderstorm happening behind us here in Spain. And we've been coming here a lot for the last year or so. In the last 6 months, we're pleased to say lots of thunderstorms have been happening, lots of rains coming down, the aquifer's more than 50% full down in Andalusia. So that's a good sign for the industry. Secondly, investors and others are saying to us that interest rates are looking a bit more favourable.
Yeah.
What's your outlook for the coming year? Because we're about to raise a lot of money and build a factory. How do you see that happening? Do you feel good about that?
Yeah, so if you look at the feed requirement from animals, it's last year was 1.266 billion tons of feed. I mean, that's just a mind-boggling number. If you look at the insect industry only taking 1% of that, this industry's got to grow 80 times. It's astonishing numbers. And the science proves that insect farming done in this sustainable way, using waste and being responsible for the environment, is there's very things that can compete. We're not going to be able to take on other industries, but I think we need to accept the fact that fish meal is going to be around forever. Let's try and use it more strategically. Let's try and reduce the amount of fish taken out of the ocean, and let's try and replace that with more sustainable products like ours. So overall, the industry is looking supercharged, is the answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult when you start a new company. We've both done that before. But the conversations we've been having with pet food businesses and others, aquaculture, very excited about the future of the products and the future for insect biotech. So we'll leave it there for now. Ben, thanks for your time.
Thank you.